You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, has come in to join us. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me here.
So if you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So, Tammy, you invited in some friends. We have, because this is a scenario that comes up a lot, we have Premier Restoration Services. We have Andrea and Marie. We want to welcome to the studio. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So, Premier Restoration Services, I know you guys do fire and water damage is one of the main things you guys do, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about Premier. How long has the company been around, and what are the different services you guys offer?
Well, we're a full-service restoration company. We've been in business since 1989. We're family-owned and operated. And so what full-service means is we do everything from a board-up if you've had a fire loss to an emergency service for water if you've had a water loss to coming in if your belongings in your home have been affected, have been wet. We'll go in, we inventory, we'll pack those, clean those, we store them. And then we also do the full, what we call structural repairs. So we are with you from the beginning until the end, until your home has been completely restored.
Excellent. And so if somebody has, they have water damage to their house as an example, I know you guys have some emergency tips that people can use if their house has been flooded. And I want to put those tips, we're going to put a link to that on our website. If anybody visits DougHaldeman.com, you can get the home emergency tips on what to do after flooding. And what are some common scenarios that cause flooding in houses? What do you guys see happen on, what is it that typically causes a flood? Is it a pipes bursting?
It can be, yes. For example, this January we had extremely cold winter, coldest winter we've had in 10 years. So we've actually in St. Louis haven't seen something like that in a long time. So there was major pipes, frozen pipe breaks, also a lot of toilet overflows. Sometimes you'll have maybe your child who left the faucet on and you didn't realize it. Sometimes, you'll have homeowners who have come home from vacation, they've been gone for a week, and a pipe broke. Or also, I personally had an ice maker line break.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
tends
yeah.
to be more common than you realize, mm-hmm. and you don't realize it's happening.
Right. Yeah, okay, so that actually happened to me one time. I had our refrigerator in our basement got turned a little bit too cold, and the water filter for the for the water line was in the refrigerator. Well, it froze the water filter. And I didn't realize it froze the water filter. So when I turned the temperature back up a little bit so that it was above freezing, then I guess that it thawed and it had cracked the end of it. Well, water is squirting out the end of this water filter. Well, it fills the refrigerator up until there's enough weight to open the door a little bit.
Nice.
And it's, as fast as it can pour, it's pouring out in my basement. Well, I didn't go down in my basement every day. It was almost 3 days before I went down there, and there's a river running through my basement.
Nice.
Not good.
No. And that's what happens. I thought that I was up in the middle of the night, and I thought the toilet was running, and come to find out, I opened the freezer, and it had been flooded the kitchen, been running into the basement all night. So
ouch.
I got to have my first personal experience of...
And you had a baby at the time.
Yes. So I have always been the one to help our homeowners through the process and answer the questions and give a peace of mind, and I get to be on the other side of it, so I get to really understand.
So when we wake up in the morning and find water in our basement or in our bathroom or kitchen or wherever, Andrea, what should someone do at that point? Should they call you or should they call their insurance company, or what should we do?
The best thing to do would be to, if it's during the middle of the night, the best thing to do is to get a hold of a restoration company.
Okay.
The reason being is that if you call the 1-800 number, the claims number for your insurance company, mm-hmm. the issue with that is that claim might be near, your deductible.
Okay.
And so if it is, you might wind up where you don't turn in that claim or you don't take the payout. Well, you still will get, it'll still count against you for a claim.
Okay.
So it's best to have somebody out that can, come out and assess it and, clean it up.
Right.
Let's be specific here. So, because a lot of people, we see deductibles going up higher and higher. I had a $5,000 deductible on my last house. And, I have to have a pretty good amount of damage. Like when I had that water leak in my basement, mm-hmm. I didn't claim it because exactly what you guys just said. So, you see this with cars frequently. If you have a little fender bender, do you want to turn into insurance?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same scenario with your house, what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, and what we'll do is we can come out and do an assessment. So we understand, you know, we'll ask the appropriate questions at that time. We ask specific questions on how many rooms have been affected, what type of loss occurred, because depending on the category of water. So, you know, like a toilet overflow,
right,
considered dirty water, or a pipe break,
right,
clean. All those things affect the size of what the claim's going to be.
Okay.
So the sooner a restoration company can get out there to assess it, once they're there, we can help walk the homeowner through what we give them an approximate idea of what that cost is going to be at that time, so that they'll understand, okay, I know I definitely want to make a claim, or I know I'm not going to.
Okay.
And it does help the time frame from the time it happens to the time a company comes out to mitigate the damages is going to also help save on the cost of the damage.
We do a lot of what we call pre-qualifying claims. So we do a lot of that for agents and for homeowners before they actually talk to anybody with the claims department. We have a lot of agents call us out to do that.
And really what you're saying is you really need to have a good relationship with your insurance agent as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And instead of going right to the emergency 911, call the agent or call you guys.
Right.
Okay.
But it seems like the difference between just calling a normal contractor out and calling a company like Premier Restoration Services out is that you guys are already approved with the insurance companies,
yes,
the majority of them. And if they just call their, you know, some contractor out that maybe has a wet vac and a couple blowers, that's not necessarily going to get it approved with the insurance company, where you guys are going to know how to negotiate with the insurance companies. You're already approved. So if you guys came out in the middle of the night and you immediately start doing work to mitigate the damage, that's not going to keep them from filing a claim later, right?
Absolutely not. And we are certified in what we do. So we're certified in water restoration, fire damage restoration, odor removal, mold remediation. We have certifications in everything we do. So for
odor
example,
removal, I
yes,
like that.
Yes. So when a water loss occurs, the time that lapses from the time it occurs to the time you start beginning to get a home dried out is the most crucial.
Yep.
It's the most crucial because, you know, it's like a piece of drywall. If it's if it's wet, the longer it sits wet, the longer it's going to absorb. And technology has come so far in the restoration industry that when I first started in the industry, you know, you would automatically cut 2 foot of drywall out.
Sure.
Now you can leave drywall in place if you get out there early enough, and there's things that we can do that you're not having. It minimizes the repairs.
Right.
So you're getting there, you're getting it properly dried out. Mm-hmm. So the technology has really helped save on the size of claims, but getting out there in that as soon as possible is what is key.
Right. Attack it early. Get that moisture. Moisture is definitely the enemy of a house on the inside.
And we do moisture readings. You know, the things we explain to homeowners, too, is that, you know, you do moisture readings to determine on a daily basis. Once we know it's dried, that's when they don't have to worry about any kind of issues with
mold or whatever.
Yes. Yes. Fire and water damage restoration is definitely a specialty. I mean, majority of contractors do not have the knowledge, equipment, chemicals, certifications to be able to do it properly. And most insurance companies, they would wind up spending a lot more money because they'd have to come back and do it over again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and they let it set in, and by the time if you let your insurance company act, it could be weeks later, and mold is definitely going to set in by then.
Yes.
Versus taking care of it right up front. And water's not that big of a deal if it dries quickly.
Correct. And a lot of times, homeowners, if I wasn't in the industry, I would think that I could dry it out. So we'll see that a lot, too, that, you know, it wasn't that much water. You try to shop back it, set your own fan. Then we'll get a call a few days later. You know what? It's still wet. It's smelling musty now.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's any substantial amount of water, most of the time you're not going to be able to do it yourself.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to have the quality of dehumidifiers you guys have, the big ozone machines, all of those different items that you have to invest a lot of money in that the homeowner can't just go to Walmart and buy all those things.
Correct.
So, go ahead. No, I was gonna ask you. I'm thinking of all the stuff in the basement, and what happens with all of that stuff? Do you help me dry it out? Do you take it somewhere, or what happens with that?
Like your belongings in your basement?
Yeah.
Yes, we handle all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get out there and they do their assessment, you know, say you have large furniture, they'll put that on blocks. If we need to move things to a separate room, we will. Or if we need to, you know, repack it to a dry box, we will do that and move it to a dry location.
Okay.
We've even had to move off-site before, just depending. Okay. So absolutely, we handle all
you
that.
Take care
and
of it all.
The paperwork that we do, especially on an emergency service, it's very detailed. So everything we do, all our moisture readings, everything that's done is documented. Our photos and all mm-hmm. that's submitted to the insurance company.
Okay.
Which I think helps homeowners have a peace of mind because it's hard to know who you can trust nowadays.
Right.
So when I speak with them and I explain the process and I explain how everything's going to work, and then also our lead emergency service technician will do the same thing, really gives you a peace of mind because if you've never been through it before, you don't know what to expect. Right. You don't know who to trust. Even if your insurance agent or insurance company refers you, it's still a scary circumstance.
Yeah.
Okay, and if anybody wants to contact you, what's the best way to reach your company?
They can call 636-938-5240. That's our office number. And they can also check us out at premier-stl.com.
Excellent. Well, and also I'll make sure that on DougHaldeman.com is our website for the show. We'll put links to your website. And then also I want to have the links on there for the home emergency tips because I think that's something that everybody should have and keep handy. They'll want to print these tips out and keep them in their house because I know that when disaster strikes, you know, it's just devastating. I know it's frustrating. You don't know what to do. People, you know, panic sets in. And for some reason, it seems to happen in the middle of the night more than any other time.
Yes, absolutely. We get those calls.
So if you have a disaster happen, and, you know, if you have a water damage, you have fire damage, contact Premier Restoration Services. And we have Andrea and Marie here. We appreciate you coming in, ladies. This is definitely very, very good information for our listeners.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'll ask a question. Do you know the three most common debt scenarios that can sink you financially? Well, coming up, we'll review these three debt scenarios and how to remedy them. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.